Hello and welcome to We the People. As the country continues to ask tough questions about what happened in Muzaffarnagar, who was responsible and why the riots were not prevented, one of the things that should have been discussed but has not got enough attention is the role of the police. Why is it that the police was unable to prevent or contain the riots? Why is it that, like always in India, it's the army that had to be called in? Is it because of political interference in the working of the police? Every time India has confronted a riot, the role of the police has come under the scanner. Police officers argue that part of the problem is that politicians refuse to let go of the handcuffs that chain the police. On We the People today, we're asking whether India's khaki uniform is now coloured by politics. And if it is, who's responsible? If I may start today with Prakash Singh, because it is really, Mr. Singh, your petition in the Supreme Court that led to a watershed judgment in 2006 that laid down specific directives for police reform, for removing political control from the working of the police. Today, we are on that same weekend in 2013, most of these reforms have not been implemented and we are looking at a riot in Muzaffarnagar. When you look at what has happened recently in Uttar Pradesh and you look at your own petition in the Supreme Court, do you believe that if police reforms had actually been implemented, the outcome of these riots, of this conflagration in UP may have been different?
Well, at the outset, Barkha, let me thank you for organizing this debate on September 22. The day the Supreme Court gave this judgment, a day which we observe as Police Reforms Day. Yes. Now, having said that, coming to the question posed by you, you see, the problem in the country is that the politicians and the bureaucracy, they have got a stranglehold over the police, and for them it has become a vested interest which they wish to sustain, which they wish to uphold, which they wish to maintain. And we find that in spite of the fact that the Supreme Court gave directions 7 years back, mind you, it is 7 years down the line, and still the majority of states are dragging their feet in implementing the directions. Last July 31, the Supreme Court was so anguished by the response of some of the major states that the chief secretaries of four states were summoned by the Supreme Court. And of course, they gave an assurance that they would ensure compliance. But by the time they get back to the state capitals, all kinds of pressures start building on them again. And Maharashtra has come up with a fantastic assertion that the provisions and the directions laid down by the Supreme Court are contrary to the constitutional provisions.
Yes.
Which is absurd. They take 7 years to discover this. My point is, you see, the thrust of the police reforms directed by the Supreme Court was to insulate police from extraneous influences, insulate police particularly from the influence of the politicians. In Muzaffarnagar, what really went wrong was that the police administration, or you can say the district administration in general, was almost neutralized by the
masters,
by the master sitting in Lucknow. The information, and I have gathered this only from the media, I have not conducted any inquiry into the matter, of course, that the culprits who were to be booked and whose names were to be recorded in the FIR, there were instructions from Lucknow, inko chhod do, inka naam bahar nikal.
12 boys were arrested and they were actually released. And we look at some of these dimensions one by one. But Kiran Bedi, if you want to add to this as well, because I'm going to get the politicians and the political representatives in. But for the police, when you see what's happened in Uttar Pradesh, when you see that yet again the army has to be called in, and when you see the history of riots in this country from 1984 to 2002, if you use those two to bookend it, the role of the police is again and again come under the scanner. The police has sometimes been accused of showing insensitivity to minorities. Very often it has been accused of playing political camps or succumbing to political pressure.
I spoke to some very senior police officers in Uttar Pradesh before I came for this program. Here are the five key things which is agitating them and which is happening there. Very fast. It's a totally fractured administration, they said. It's fractured on caste and communal lines, 100%. You either belonging to one party or the other, and you know the main two parties. Third, criminals are in really key position today. While UP has the highest number of criminal courts in the country, but criminals are in position. Police leadership is defunct. Fourth, bureaucracy is controlled, but it further controls the police. So you have the IAS, which is suffocated, as it's happened with Durga Shakti, etc. It shows, but it further controls. That means police is controlled twice over by the politicians and the bureaucracy.
Yeah.
And finally, corruption is very, very high. very high. These are five things which are ailing the entire police system there.
Nirmala Sitharaman, looking first at Muzaffarnagar, one of the problems for the police is when lawmakers themselves are actually those who stand with violating the laws. So you have, for example, your own party's MLAs along with politicians from other parties who have been booked, non-bailable warrants, 20 of them issued. Today we see these pictures of two of the BJP MLAs walking into prison and the jailer and a few sundry policemen actually saying namaste to them, saluted them. That image sends out a message to the policing community that it'll always be the neta who's the boss.
See, what's happened in Muzaffarnagar is absolutely unfortunate and nobody's trying to justify. And particularly coming from BJP, I'm doubly conscious that I make this statement first. Because the perception is, as though the BJP is out there doing something, BJP absolutely has minimal presence in Uttar Pradesh. And even if you want to highlight the case of the MLAs who walked into a prison and the jailer was saluting them, I'm only asking this question, and it is not a tu-tu-me-me game. I'm very clearly asking that in spite of all that has come out of the media, the UP administration has remained a mute spectator, aggravating the situation, not just for this particular one incident in Muzaffarnagar, but since the time Samajwadi Party came to power. Every month, one or the other incident is happening. And I'm myself broaching this point, that since after 2002, with the electronic media, which is literally throwing the spotlight, and rightly so, on every such incident, we thought there are not going to be any more such incidents, and hopefully all of us prayed no more such incidents. But what's happening now is between June 2012 and till Muzaffarnagar happened, how many such incidents have been happening? And that has also been spoken about in the UP Assembly. So today my question is, we all of us will have to sit up and think and hear from the BJP, now I would say this, what a kind of biased administration has the Uttar Pradesh government turned out to be? And if laws and last 10 years have passed on that, and rightly so because we want law and order to prevail in every state, we looked at Gujarat with a microscope. Let us look at Uttar Pradesh too. But it's not happening.
We are looking at Uttar Pradesh with a microscope. And in that context, Madhukar Jaitley, as an advisor to the UP government, there are many, many questions that arise. The BJP's MLAs are booked. The Congress local leaders are booked. The BSP local leaders are booked. So this is an all-party crime. It's the all-party creation of a riot. I think that's what a lot of people would believe looking at it. But questions for your for the UP administration. On the very first incident that takes place in this area on the 27th of August, you have the district magistrate and the SSP immediately transferred. It creates a vacuum there. You send in a bunch of new people. They do not stop this next set of three big sabhas from happening. The 30th August meeting of Muslim leaders and two Mahapanchayats after that where all kinds of anti-Muslim slogans are raised. Then there is no haste to transfer anybody. But on one smaller localized incident, the cop and the district magistrate are immediately transferred. Do you then blame Prakash Singh and Kiran Bedi or even the BJP for saying biased administration, political interference, transfer Raj, and the police coming under pressure to not do its job?
You see, I would also like to say that this incident which has happened is definitely a very unfortunate incident. It should not have happened at all. Not only in UP,
but it could have been prevented. The point is, it could have been prevented.
You see, what you have said just now is that the panchayats that were held there, the first, the second, and the third, none of them were given any permission to be held.
Yes, but in one of them, the district magistrate was on the stage on the 30th August Sabha. Yes. The district magistrate and the local police officers were on the stage
had
with those petitions.
Had he not gone, there was a threat to the, they were blackmailing the administration that if you will not come to collect the memorandum that we want to submit, we will march in that procession to the main street of the market. And that would have caused more commotion. So the district magistrate was left with no choice but to go there and collect the memorandum. And in fact, he snatched the mic from the one of the leaders and told on the platform that if you will not conclude your meeting, we are going to disperse this right
before,
now.
Before I get Manishankar Iyer in, can I ask Prakash and Kiran, what should a police officer do in this situation? What should the police have done? There has been a local conflagration. There has been a cross-community conflict. Should these sabhas have been allowed? Section 144 was imposed. First, why couldn't these mass sabhas be stopped?
See, firstly, if you have imposed prohibitory orders under Section 144,
yes,
the question of such an assembly does not arise.
But three of them took place. Yes. Not one, but three.
Yes, three of them on the 30th, on the 30th, on the 4th, and
everyone,
on the 7th.
Everyone. They were all illegal meetings.
They were all illegal meetings, but why couldn't the police stop them? That is my question now.
One very critical point is,
okay,
they were illegal meetings?
Yes.
Why did the police authority go there to receive a memorandum? I just can't understand. He should have just said, disperse or else I'm acting.
They were collecting
a memorandum from an illegal meeting.
The crowd
does
was
this add up?
Beyond control. There were so many
does
people
this add
there.
Up?
You cannot control a crowd.
Would you apply the same principle for the Mahapanchayats that took place where a number of your own party leaders were present?
They were
That's
actually
exactly the point, Barka.
According to me, none of those meetings should have been allowed. None of them.
I'm not here to justify any one of the illegal meetings, but the fact remains, when the administration became so biased, was watching one particular community, I don't want to take any caste names or any names here, they just went out of control. And that is also not justifiable. The administration should have taken care to prevent that.
Okay.
But the fact remains that this argument doesn't add up.
What should
if
the
it's
police
illegal,
have
why did
what
you
should
go
the
there?
Police have done? Then I want to go to the others, Mani and Kamala.
Do you remember you tweeted something and I tweeted you back,
yeah,
saying, did the chief minister have any reports, prior assessments from the DGPs or the district magistrates,
no,
or the SP?
No.
Did they?
The chief minister in an interview to me said that he was misinformed about what the consequence of these sabhas would
so
be.
So I asked you to ask him,
yeah,
did he have any assessment reports or did
what
he ask
what should the cops have done, Kiran? The political culpability, I think, is quite
no,
clear.
No, but
what
you can't take on him or orders. Your sting operations are showing that they were totally playing into the hands of the politicians. And nothing was going right. Everything was falsehood. Everything was managed. Everything was stage managed. Everything was cowering. Everybody was shedding responsibility. The sting operations are so. What great evidence you already have of the entire falsehood of the whole police management of the whole scene.
Manishankar Iyer, the question is this, that in every riot, actually the police is sometimes accused of showing bias towards one community or the other, or it's accused of showing bias towards one political party or the other. And both sets of these questions are arising about the neutrality of the police force in the context of what we've seen in UP.
It's appalling. It's appalling whether it happened in 1984, it's appalling whether it happened in 2002, and it's appalling whether it's happening in 2013. And there is a whole series of reports that are available. In particular, the police commission of the mid-80s, I can't quite remember the year, which had a number of, where Ved Marwa was the secretary, and where a large number of very significant reforms were suggested. And these have been iterated or reiterated in various ways over the years. But because law and order, according to our constitution, is a state subject, it is for each state government to act or not act on it, and there is a certain inhibition on the part of the central government to be able to go beyond a point. And all one can hope for is that in the light of the general horror that is felt today, as it was felt in 1984 or 2002, the general horror that is felt over what happened in Muzaffarnagar and what could possibly get replicated in other parts of Uttar Pradesh and perhaps other parts of the country, that tomorrow's meeting of the National Integration Council will, I hope, very, very seriously take up the issue of police reforms based on recommendations that would have to be further investigated.
Yeah, they're already there from the Supreme Court. But interestingly, the three states whose chief secretaries have been issued notices from the Supreme Court are Maharashtra, UP and Andhra Pradesh. Yes. Tamil Nadu was one of those four states but has since said that it's complying with the 2006 order. Kamal Mitra Chinoy, you were part of a fact-finding panel that went into UP. We have had now endless postmortems of riots that have torn India's secular fabric apart, and each one of them has actually come to the same conclusion. The police failed to do its job. Is that the police's fault? Is it an inherent bias in the police, or is it political pressure?
Well, I was amazed to just see on TV that the Yadav said they had no information of this riot. But for 2 months before the riot, Muzaffarnagar has been under acute shortages and fear.
Yeah.
A man called Idris, who was involved in a stopping an eve teasing incident, was killed. There was a Kawal incident where two boys were killed. So how can they not know that there's trouble? About the police,
yeah,
I think, It has become a red herring because the police do not have responsibility or independence. We saw in Muzaffarnagar that the policemen were quickly transferred out.
Yeah.
The new policeman who came would not stop the Mahapanchayat, which is illegal.
Yeah.
And also, from the BJP, there is an MLA called Sangeet Singh Som, who had morphed a
2-year-old video
from Sialkot and circulated everywhere. So the communal tension arose. But there was no attempt to do anything. In fact, the only thing that happened was the CM, after all this, only came on 15th September because the PM was coming on 16th September. And the DM told us about the army, that the army has no right to use force. It has no right to fire. The army can't help us very much. Yeah. In the relief camps, they were dirty. There were Ganda Nalas. We asked the DM. He said, no, we want them to become independent. We don't want to run community kitchens. So the whole thing, administration norm, was very bad. The police, of course, are a convenient scapegoat. But we know from talking to the policemen that they had warned the administration in August itself.
There you are.
Yeah, that's hugely important. Prakash Singh, come in there before I get MN Singh into this. For the police, often accused, by the way, also of communal bias. That is also something that happens in the aftermath of every riot. What is needed? Political freedom from politicians, sensitization, both?
Well, both are needed. But in this particular case, in the case of Muzaffarnagar, I would say the question of bias this way or that did not arise. It was the question of police being neutralized, being rendered ineffective, not being allowed to function, not being allowed to discharge its mandated functions. That was the real problem, not the question of bias towards A or B. That bias may have been among the politicians. And that bias of politicians, inevitably gets reflected in the behavior and attitude of the administration.
Madhukar Jethi, one of the things
quick,
your administration has been...
Quick response to this, Barkha.
Quick response.
Yeah. The only choice at that time, the district magistrate and the SP in this situation was either to give it in writing, proceed on leave, or fall in line.
Yeah.
That's it.
No other option.
So they fell in line instead of walking away. That was the only option they had at this stage.
Madhukar Jethi, some allegations of bias that the BJP has also raised in its meetings with the president. How is it that all political parties, local leaders of all political parties, were actually booked by the police other than the Samajwadi Party, which is a ruling dispensation? How is it that all political parties had leaders who were allowed into Muzaffarnagar except the BJP? Now, the fact of the matter is, should there not be a consistent principle? After all, you had one of your own local leaders, Rashid Siddiqui, also present at that first meeting that should not have taken place on the 30th of August. It's very difficult to believe that when every other party, the Congress, the BSP, the BJP, have leaders involved, only the Samajwadi Party somehow, even though it's your minister, Azam Khan, who's in charge of Muzaffarnagar, was not culpable.
You have double standards for both things. No,
I have
elected,
double standards. Yes, I'm accusing you of double standards.
Yes, I'm telling you, you are asking a question which has double standard, because every political party that has whose leaders have been booked have been elected MLAs. No elected MLA of Samajwadi Party is involved in...
But local leaders were. Rashid Siddiqui is a Samajwadi Party member.
Let me complete. The Samajwadi Party local leader that you are talking of has been booked also. The investigation is everybody has been... Whoever has been arrested yesterday, day before yesterday...
But he's not been arrested.
Let me tell you. Whoever has been arrested has been arrested on the basis of the emergence of the evidence that has taken place on the basis of the investigation carried out on the FIRs. Now, whatever investigation is being carried out against that gentleman also, kindly wait for some time. If you find that he is not booked or he is not arrested, then I am going to...
And why does the administration take a decision to not allow the BJP party president to come in, but every other leader...
You have yourself seen that in every meeting, first of all the meetings were illegal. No, the meetings were not called by the political parties. That was a BKU meeting. BJP meet leaders went there, addressed the meeting, gave hatred speeches, shouted slogans of a leader who has been now their candidate for a certain job.
You're meaning Narendra Modi.
Obviously, there were slogans shouted about him. So you want us to allow them tomorrow, day after tomorrow, there is the union minister for minority affairs going to Muzaffarnagar. We are allowing everybody from tomorrow onwards, or day after tomorrow, we will allow everybody. Okay. Till the time, let me tell you, the situation is fast returning normal. More than 5,000 people have returned from the camps to their homes yesterday in Muzaffarnagar.
Okay.
Till yesterday or today.
Okay.
Let me complete. 4,000 people have returned in Shamli. So people are returning back. You want them to go back again and address the gathering there and tell them to do the...
No, but my question, and let me take this to both Nirmala and Mani very quickly, and then I'll come to you, sir. According to me, and we put this to an audience poll over the last few weeks, and almost everybody thinks that politicians should actually just stay away from riot areas of any party, whether it's the Congress president, whether it's the UP chief minister, whether it's the BJP president. The question for both of you is this, and I'll start with you, that when political parties are actually calculating their responses on the basis of perceived electoral constituencies, how can the police expect to function in a neutral way?
Correct. When the cabinet minister in Uttar Pradesh, as seen in a sting operation,
yeah,
has issued orders for the police not to go forward, I would like to ask the SP representative here, the enthusiasm, and rightly so, shown to arrest BJP MLAs if there was a prima facie.
But you're saying rightly so, but you had an Uma Bharti saying if you arrest these MLAs, the consequences will be dire.
Correct.
But that doesn't explain, Mr. Jaitley, why you haven't arrested anybody else except the BJP.
I'm going to answer every question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't think a leader, an MLA of Uttar Pradesh belonging to BJP is so powerful enough to stop the UP administration from, be it Uma Bharti or anybody else.
Yeah.
If this were to happen in Gujarat, and if this reply were to be given by a BJP, will we be taking it kindly? So please, let's not have double standards. One. Second, everybody who is alleged here and for whom a non-bailable warrant has been issued.
Yeah.
Will have to be arrested, but the individual MLAs are also saying their version of the story. Please, all this will have to be established in the court.
But you're not backing these
Wait
MLAs. Are you backing your MLAs who have been charged with inciting hatred, or are you disowning them?
I'm not doing either. But I'm saying the court will have to take a call with very clearly underlining the fact that the prejudice and the assumption that the BJP is the only one which is probably doing something there is absolutely unfounded. You want to go to the court with my MLAs, please go ahead. They are fully capable of proving themselves and the party will stand by them. But what I want to ask of the SP is, what happened to the sting operation against Azam Khan?
Yeah.
Why are you hesitating to bring him to the court? You will not touch him. And simultaneously, as Kiran Bedi rightly pointed out, for an officer, you either comply or you have to fall in line. Right when this crisis was on, how many UP officials, police and revenue officials, administrative service officials, said we want to get a deputation to the center? Isn't that indicative of what is happening in Uttar Pradesh? One.
Yeah.
Between June till today, if only those small and big incidents which have been happening and about which the chief minister had given a statistic in the assembly,
if they had acted, then we wouldn't have
seen this.
I think this would have happened.
And the last one point about the fact-finding team which went to Uttar Pradesh.
Yes.
I would like to ask the professor if they have factored in Azam Khan in their report.
If you want
that's
to
a fact-finding.
Yeah.
In fact, we wrote that Azam Khan had gone to ground and was not visible anywhere. Hmm. That's what we wrote. We were slightly wrong because that day he appeared. But your sting operation point, I think, is important because it shows how that Azam Khan was giving orders from the police station that arrest so-and-so, release so-and-so. That is clear shackling of the police and a partisan use of the administration.
And I'm not speaking for a community, but if after that the Jats went wild, will you then ask questions of the administration or not?
No, what does that mean, Nirmala?
Yeah, because if instructions have been...
What does that mean? That sounds like a rationalization.
No, Barkha, I know you would come up with it, and that is why right at the beginning, I didn't take the name of a particular caste, but I said no one's action is justified here.
Yeah.
But the fact remains, if constantly you have a minister, a powerful minister, is interfering with administration...
Aren't you rationalizing what happened? Aren't you rationalizing what happened?
Please don't immediately push me to say that. I'm not here to defend any one community. But the sequence of events, if you're marking it, I'm marking this also. I'm not justifying it any bit. But if there is a powerful minister who sits and completely instructs...
Okay.
How would you want to look at that?
Let me just get Emin Singh and then we'll go to Manisha Kare. Emin Singh, the question for the police in UP or elsewhere, and the question after every riot, is the capacity to be politically neutral. Is the capacity to be neutral irrespective of religion? When you see the Sri Krishna Commission report, for example, looking into the Mumbai riots, the it indicted more than 30 police officers. One of them actually not just went on to become commissioner of police, but he went on to contest an election on a Shiv Sena ticket. I'm not saying this is Maharashtra is the only place where this has happened. What does someone like yourself, Kiran, Prakash, what do you do? Can you ever realistically keep yourself away from politics or the kind of political environment you're operating in?
Well, whether you can keep away from the political influence or not is for anybody, it's anybody's guess. But what is happening on the ground is that the police force is also getting subverted. A lot of people are trying to sort of politically work in the police lines and all that and poison the minds of the police. It has happened in Bombay. It is a part of the findings of the Sri Krishna Commission. Yeah. And it probably showed in the dealings of the riots of 92 in Mumbai. But then, covering this Muzaffarpur incident, you see, Barkha, it is very interesting. I have been hearing the debate. It's largely politics being discussed here, blaming each other and all that. To begin with, I heard the political groups say they're expressing regrets for whatever has happened. Very sorry, very unfortunate that this has happened. This is the height of hypocrisy. It is these politicians who have instigated and inflamed the communal passion, and they have reaped the political benefit, and now they are saying we are very sorry and we regret and all that kind of thing. No regrets. They only say, oh, we are very sorry that, that this has happened. In fact, from what I hear, it is these politicians who have created the problem in UP, and now the blame is going to the doorsteps of the police. Now, coming to the issue of the police reform, yes, I agree with Mr. Prakash Singh that police reform is very necessary. It is our everyday's misfortune and everyday's experience, not only in handling communal riots, even in ordinary crime management
have
and law and order management.
Have you ever been in
police,
a situation
police
where political
comes
pressure,
under tremendous pressure?
Have you ever, have any of you, let me take it to the police officers, ever been in a situation where political pressure has stopped you from doing your job?
It has been the fate of all police officers. All of us, sometime or the other, in our long career in the service, have faced this problem. Some stand up and suffer. Most use it as an opportunity to sort of promote their career in police. And this is what is happening. But this is a fact that the weak come under a lot of pressure. Why communal riots? In ordinary day-to-day law and order management, crime management, it happens. Now, I was referring to Mr. Prakash Singh's point of police reform. It is necessary that police reform is brought in. But I do not think that this communal riots will stop only with the police reform coming in. I think far more important than police reform is the electoral reform. For heaven's sake, stop this, put an end to this vote bank politics, which is what is responsible. Some political party in the name of secularism has been playing a lot of communalism, and others feeling left out in the political battle are trying to sort of marginalize the society and polarize the society and reap the political benefit. This is what is happening.
But Manisha Karaya, the fact is that all parties today in UP, which is going to be the battleground for 2014, seem to be doing the electoral math. So even the Congress will come out and initially make this all about Narendra Modi, make it all about Amit Shah, when none of them were in the area, when the Samajwadi Party is a party that supports your government from the outside. We have seen Congress leaders use phrases like Modiism has created this situation for the riot. Only now have you begun targeting the role of the Chief Minister.
Would you suggest that the police be outside our constitution? Would you suggest that our police function outside our democracy? Would you suggest that our police function outside society? Would you suggest that we become a police state? I don't think your answer would be yes on any of these questions. So I think this business of ducking the main issue, which is that if what has just been said to us by our friend from the police were true, it would mean that every senior police officer in this country has been an accomplice in all kinds of crime instigated by political people. I don't think they'd accept that. There are many honorable police officers who have risen very, very high.
But he's saying all of them have faced political pressure.
As there can be exceptions. There are good politicians like me, and there are terrible politicians like... all right. I don't want to...
we want politicians like you in the state, not here in Delhi.
But there being politicians of many hues, there are also police people of various hues. And the Hippocratic Oath is taken by all doctors but not obeyed to by all doctors.
Yeah.
What I think we need is, instead of this silly little blame game of saying everything is wrong with the politician, nothing is wrong with the police, or saying that everything is wrong with the police and nothing with the politician, we ought to have institutional changes that will limit the adverse effects.
But the fact is that no party is willing to give up the power to transfer, for example. Let's look at one of the directives of the Supreme Court. Fixed tenures for police officers.
Let's take the case that you're giving.
Yeah.
What do you do about a police officer who has obviously got communal bias? Shouldn't you be transferring him?
Okay.
Let
the police officers answer that. Prakash, do you want to take that first?
No, yeah. First of all, I'm sorry, Mr. Manish Shankar Iyer has been trying to confuse the issue. The statement that...
Please
allow me to complete. Mm-hmm. I mean, the statement that, do you want the police outside the constitution? Do you want the police to be beyond the democracy? Certainly not. And whosoever asked for it? Nobody. We want everything within the constitution. But we want that the role of politicians should be clearly defined. You lay down the policies. You define the guidelines. You lay down the parameters. But having done that, leave it to the police to...
What about this issue of fixed tenures, which only four states have agreed to accept this?
Varka,
to which Mani says, what do you do if a police officer is overtly communal?
Varka, one recommendation of the Supreme Court judgment of a security commission, which creates an appointment and promotion board, that neutralizes, that co-opts the police, they co-opts the administration, it co-opts the politician. That means it's a collective responsibility. There is no monopoly. It's not like suspend ho gaya, transfer ho gaya, dismiss ho gaya. Nay, it's a board which gives you fixed tenure, which lays down exactly as Mr. Prakash Singh says, a broad
guideline. But what if that police officer does
not... And that is what Supreme Court wants to be implemented, but no state, you know, in farzi paper they've done it. They've packed it up somewhere. Some states have just packed it up with their own people. No. It should be in letter and spirit. Even if we begin with this one recommendation, then Durga's and people and Khemka's can't lose out their promotions and their postings, and they can't get suspended. Suspension should be gone and ratified by the UPSC as well. So UPSC needs to also step in. Just one, break the monopoly of transfer, promotion and suspensions of the politicians.
But we have seen no politicians willing to accept this. We've seen the Maharashtra Chief Minister argue that it's unconstitutional, just to name
how
an example.
How is this unconstitutional?
Kamal, give me a second. Just want to bring Irfan into this debate now. Irfan, the fact of the matter is that what probably really sickens the Muslim voter today is that this is all being done in his or her name. This kind of patronizing, manipulative attitude, as if there is a monolith called the Indian Muslim who is going to respond in some predictive way. I mean, I'm hearing from a lot of people I've been meeting in UP that people are actually just fed up of this kind of politics. So when you look at the relationship, especially between the minorities and the police, your thoughts?
You're absolutely right. There is diverse opinion amongst Muslims and their
yes.
political behavior, their social behavior, their aspirations are very, very diverse. But generally, one thing that comes out very clearly, if you ask any Muslim, one police officer, V.N. Rai, Vibhuti Narayan Rai, had carried out a survey.
Yes.
And the results of that survey were very interesting. 97% of Muslims said that in a situation of communal riots, they would not approach a police officer for protection, a police force for protection. And when Hindus were asked the same question, 80% of Hindus said we would go to police for protection.
What does that survey tell you?
That survey tells that whereas Hindus see police as their protectors in communal violence, Muslims do not see them as protectors during communal violence.
I think
that is generalizing the whole thing. That is not the situation on the ground.
There is a trust deficit.
Well, maybe, but I think this is being exaggerated. I don't think there is the trust deficit of that kind. I have been in service, all of us have been in service for so many years, and the Muslims would come to us and tell us about their problems, and I don't think there has ever been.
In Sri Krishna Commission report accused
yes,
the police of religious bias in the Mumbai riots. I mean, let's call it
in some cases.
National Police Commission, where
the atmosphere is already surcharged, and there is a political campaign going on,
yeah.
and an effort is being made even to get the police on their side. This may happen. But generally, it doesn't happen. I think Mr. Prakash Singh will agree.
I have to take a break, but Prakash Singh,
I think
quickly,
the police
then go
force
to a
in
break.
India is very impartial, very secure.
My experience is that the attitude of the police officer on the ground is a reflection of the attitude of the political bosses.
I agree with
this
you.
Is what I have seen.
I think they take the cue from
and
the political bosses.
And I have seen
masters.
Any number of situations where police officers have stood their ground and then paid the price.
Kamal, quickly, I've got to take a break.
You know, there is a bitter irony in this. Muzaffarnagar was a place where there were close relations and alliances between the Jats and the Muslims. I think one of the roles, one of the goals of this riot was to break that alliance and communalize the situation.
Why? Political reasons.
Political reasons. If you can show that in Western UP, you have communal amity, then this can become the model of the whole of UP and other countries.
So we're going to take a quick break, but I think a very important point
before you give a break is, I think why is there a bigger trust deficit? Because there's no normal policing. It's all abnormal policing. It's all reactive policing. Yeah. There's no preventive policing. There's no peacetime policing because you don't have feet on ground. You only have law and order police. You have a VIP security and anti-terror. You do not have crime prevention beat at all on the ground.
Nirmala, quickly, then I have to take a break.
Professor's point is a very valid point and very, very important point. Samajwadi Party should be asked as to why Azam Khan was trying to do the divide by asking the police not to go and take an action. Yeah. Is there a scheme of things in their, blueprint?
We'll put that question to the Samajwadi Party right after the break. Prakash Singh, you make a very incisive point when you say usually the police is a reflection of the politics that are being played one level, two levels above them. The politics have created the situation in Muzaffarnagar, not the police. That's what I'm hearing from all of you. Taking a quick break, when we come back, if the political environment is polarized, can the police act with independence? Coming back with your questions after a short break. Watching We the People, we're looking at riots in the police in the aftermath of the Muzaffarnagar riots. When the atmosphere politically is polarized, can any police officer act with neutrality? Before we return to the panel, let's take some questions from the audience.
Now, my question is that whatever happened in the Kawal region, why wasn't the crime looked at as crimes committed by individuals? Why did the communal tinge have to be given? Why did it have to be the
Muslim? So a localized incident becomes a communal incident. You're actually from Muzaffarnagar, Shoaib, and you now live in Delhi. What has been your life there in terms, I mean, the point has been made again and again that there's been historical amity between the communities.
I had lots of friends, especially non-Muslim and especially Jats. I had never seen such kind of riots before in my life. I just want to say that we were friends and we are friends. That's it. My question is that, was these riots are pre-planned just to disturb the peace of one of the most richest city, that is Muzaffarnagar of the country? Was these are pre-planned?
So you feel they were pre-planned because living there, you have never had a problem?
Yeah.
Okay, Kiran Bedi, do you want to come in there? That it should have been a localized incident. I think that's a very important question. How did it become a communal incident?
Earlier you respond to crime when it's at the small level.
Yes.
It's like a bad cold.
Yeah.
You treat it as bad cold before it becomes pneumonia. So why should we not look at it at the bad cold stage? That was the bad cold stage when again they were taking probably approval from the masters. You see, they've become so insubordinate, actually so dependent on every action. They've got habitual to take orders for every little thing.
Madhukar Jetli, in the first set of arrests, there was actually orders from the top to release 12 boys who were arrested. And the chief minister denies that the orders came from Lucknow. But the fact of the matter is that local politicians put pressure to release those 12 boys who were arrested. It's true. Those 12 boys were picked up and they were released. And therefore, your administration stands charged with playing with fire.
You see, the day in which you're talking of this incident,
yes,
there was no district magistrate and no superintendent of police in that area. They both were under transfer. The sting operation that has been talked about here by many people, the police officers and the other people here, actually has to be, and even by my friend from the BJP, has actually got to be authenticated. First of all, it has to be established whether that sting operation is authenticated.
Or no, is it true that Azam Khan is in charge of Muzaffarnagar?
No, that is, that
it is true, as Kamal Mitra Chinoy said, that he was
prove,
invisible for most part.
That doesn't prove that
no,
he
so
gave
what
a call.
Is his responsibility?
Pardon?
What is his responsibility?
Who's responsible?
Azam Khan's responsibility.
Azam Khan
he's the minister in charge of Muzaffarnagar.
In charge of Muzaffarnagar, but if he was not present in Muzaffarnagar or if he did not give
but
any
isn't
order to
shocking
release.
That he should have been in Muzaffarnagar? If riots are happening in your area, shouldn't you be there?
He could have been or he could not have been is a different issue. But the fact that he ordered to release those people who were arrested was not the role of the politician from Lucknow. But the fact is that whoever has released it, now that sting operation which has come, the circle officer who has spoken on the camera has given evidence against himself to the Judicial Commission.
There is a Judicial Commission already
investigating.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jaitley, the fact... One line.
This sting operation's veracity has to be established. Whereas the uploading by a BJP MLA
that
is
also
assumed to be right.
The cyber cell has investigated it.
Cyber cell doesn't take a minute to check that, whereas this takes a year.
No.
This shows
has it been presented to somebody?
Has
it been
fairness.
Presented to somebody? There is a
this
judicial
is an
commission.
Utter contempt
there is a
fairness.
Judicial commission already under the head of a retired high court.
I think she's alleging double standard. But let's take a question.
My question is that generally when people go for, when the normal people like us go for against reservation or Lokpal bill, when we go to the India Gate, it takes police about 5 minutes to scatter us. Mm. But when they're communalites, it takes days. Mm. Why?
Kiran, do you want to take that?
Because they don't do daily homework. Policing is a daily homework. You it's got sweeping the streets. You've got to walk your streets in peacetime to prevent war. So what is this? What happened? So it's a reactionary force. Do you know, today Uttar Pradesh, if you ask me, has 1 lakh police vacancies. Who questions them? I'm saying, here is a chief minister who suspends people for wrong, who suspends him for the entire wrong. There's so much of misgovernance of policing in Uttar Pradesh. The more you analyze, Barkha, the more it angers.
Actually,
you.
One study said that in 2011 and 2012, more than 1,800 provincial police officers were transferred. So the transfer Raj politics continues. Manishankar Iyer, who do you think is primarily responsible for what has happened in Muzaffarnagar?
I think it's the wrong question.
Why is it the wrong question?
Because there are
someone
many...
Someone has to step up to the plate and take responsibility.
All right. Because... there are many players involved and all of them hold some element of responsibility in this regard. I find the contrast between the army and the police in India striking. It's extraordinary how much communal harmony and absence of communal prejudice there is in the army and how much communal prejudice there is in the armed forces.
And in the police, you mean? In the police,
ordinary
mean,
yeah. People, the Aam Aadmi, if not the Aam Aadmi Party, the Aam Aadmi in India has very little trust in the constable on the road, and he looks upon these people as people who are bribable, as people who have prejudices. I think we need to, of course, first and foremost, ensure that at institutions like the National Integration Council, we just don't have empty rhetoric, but that we have action on a number of very sensible recommendations that have been made not only by the Supreme Court in the Prakash Singh case, but much earlier as well. I think we need to get...
Please finish.
The second thing is that because law and order is a state subject, the role of the central government, except in union territories in Delhi, is somewhat limited. And therefore, we have to bring the state governments on board. And if you start using prejudicial expressions like vote bank, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by the expression vote
policy
bank?
Policy being when decided by the calculation of an electoral vote.
Well, is that wrong? If
policy,
I decide to have a food
a
security bill, if I decide to have a food security bill to build up a vote bank of hungry people, please don't use these prejudicial expressions. My point is that police officers in India, there are many honourable ones, but there are a hell of a lot of dishonourable ones.
Prakash Singh, you want to come in there?
And if Kiran Bedi can stand up, as she has stood up, why aren't other police officers standing up?
Prakash Singh.
I paid my prices for it. Yeah. Nothing came without a price.
Nothing comes to a politician without a price. Why do you think I'm not a minister? Yeah, this is silly. If you're not willing to pay the price, then you become complicit in the crime.
But why must one pay a price for doing the right thing? That's the question.
Absolutely. Mr. Manishankar, you're right when you are you have leveled charges against the police that they are bribeable, they are corrupt, and they are inefficient, they are brutal. All that is conceded. But kindly go into the reasons for that and agree on taking steps to reform it. Yes. And may I request
Please let me complete.
Please let me complete. Why don't you make, as part of a Congress manifesto before the next election, that you shall reform, rejuvenate and restructure the police to make it an instrument of service to the people?
I can assure you that it's there in our last manifesto.
And what did you do?
I assure you it will be in our next
manifesto. But
there are severe limitations to what a central government, whether run by the Congress or whether run by Kiran Bedi, will be able to do under a constitution which says that law and order is a state subject.
One quick point, and I'm sure that will elaborate on the debate, and it can even get infuriated, to get into a lot of other things. The example taken by Manishankar Iyer, a very senior parliamentarian, to explain vote bank politics. Absolutely.
To explain vote bank politics.
That
you use food security.
That's not right. It's their term. He's picked it up. That's what makes me sad. What they mean is that if you are nice to the Muslims, that's a vote bank. If they're nice to the Hindus, that's not a vote bank. This kind of revolting communal politics is at the root of this. I was hoping to avoid having to say this on this particular round. I am afraid, namo namo namo, this is the kind of communalization and modiization that is taking place, and it is the root
I'm sorry, Mr. Iyer. Nobody is impressed by your this professed innocence.
You're not impressed. You do not know what is vote bank politics.
You have been perpetuating it, and now you are telling the audience that you do not know.
What do you mean by this? You ask anybody here, anybody will tell you what is vote bank politics, and who is playing this vote bank politics.
Okay, let Nirmala come in.
What is responsible for this? Why? Ask the country. The country keeps making out the National Party. By saying that you do not know,
you are trying to be very innocent. Nobody is impressed by
this. This is the in the police. Then needs to be rooted out.
You have blamed the police enough, but who is responsible for the rot that's
happening? You are yourself. We are also.
You who has been ruling this country for so many years.
You are a police officer. Why didn't you train your officers
properly?
Yes,
we did that, and we paid the
prices. If you were an army officer, you would have done it.
Don't compare army and police.
Please don't compare army and police as much as the failure of the leadership of the politicians.
She stood her ground and she paid the price. I paid the price in my own
state. It's a monopoly of the posting.
Okay, I think that's enough.
Politicians have to take the responsibility for the state of affairs in which the police finds itself.
Okay, 1 minute.
Don't blame the police.
Nirmala, I'll allow you a rebuttal. I've got 2 minutes
left. This is too much to believe.
Okay, MNC.
You are abusing police all the time.
My time has been taken away by two powerful people who have, guttural power, which I don't have.
Go ahead.
See, the example taken by Manishankar Iyer is a very convenient example. Food security bill and vote bank politics, I'm sorry. I will give you two classic examples of what makes up as a classic example for explaining what vote bank politics, since I have never taken the name of Congress till this minute, but I'm now tempted to take it because the Congress...
I didn't take the name of any political party.
No, not you. I'm talking about Manishankar Iyer. I have not even come to arguing on your side or against your side. I have enough here. The point is, the example taken is a very convenient example. Talk about the way Salman Khurshid goes to Farooqabad during the assembly election and tries to talk something which is not even provided for in the constitution, religion-based reservation. That's one example of, what vote bank politics is about. And the other example, which probably escaped many of our notices, I also got to see it after 3 days, in Andhra Pradesh, where there is a Congress government, the court had to strike down something which was absolutely ultra-virus of the constitution.
But the court recalled that order.
No, wait a minute.
The court recalled its order on compensation.
I have not even said
on compensation. You're talking about compensation to Muslim boys who were wrongfully arrested.
Yes, and wrongfully arrested people of a particular community only will be paid. wrongfully arrested people are there all over the country.
If I can get you in. On the point raised about minorities not trusting the police, why do they trust the army? Just if you want to come in quickly.
Yeah. I wanted to make that point precisely that I have investigated many communal riots.
Yeah.
And often CRPF is not seen as communally biased because that is also a police force.
Yeah.
And army is also not seen as biased. And army also has overwhelmingly Hindu. Just let me complete. And the reason is that police normally identify with local politics. They read local newspapers.
So they get sucked into the local politics.
Yes,
and then Kamal, I'll let you come in. Yeah.
We often blame the police at the time of such horrific riots for turning into instruments at the hand of those who are in power, or at the least we hold them guilty for what they did.
Yeah.
But we do not realize that there are several draft bills which are just languishing in limbo and which seek reformation in the institutionalized structure, which would probably enhance the autonomy of the police.
But and nobody actually wants to move on that. And Prakash Singh, are you hopeful at all that after Muzaffarnagar, some lessons will be learned?
Well, I'm hopeful, and that's why I keep on fighting. The battle has gone on for 17 years. It will go on for
another 17 years, I hope not.
Decade or so.
I, as a girl, simply want to know what happened to that girl who was eve-teased. And why wasn't the FIR properly lodged? And what happened to that girl? Why is communal politics coming here where a girl was eve-teased, was molested?
Both boys
Can I give
died.
It to Kamal? Yeah, Kamal.
Both boys died. But I want to ask a question.
Yeah.
Considering what
both
we're discussing...
Both boys who stalked her were beaten up. That's what led to the...
Since we're discussing all this here, how come there is no pressure, including from Mani's party, on enacting and then implementing the communal violence bill? It's one bit of legislation that could really help the police.
That's a whole different debate because it's also been fiercely resisted.
In the light of tomorrow's meeting,
yes,
National Integration Council, it's important to understand that the Supreme Court's verdict, which was given, all of us are talking about it, 2006-07, seven directions which were given, one of which all state governments agree relates to the central government. And that is about the central cadre officers who are all present. I think it is important that 7 years have passed by and the union government should have taken necessary initiative to bring all the state governments and understand why that one particular direction, which has an implication both on the center and the state,
has not been picked up. A quick response there, Mani, that the center cannot say this is a state subject, law and order, we won't get into it.
I can't help the fact that the founders of the constitution, in their wisdom or lack of it, have placed law and order and public order under the state list.
Scheduled
now,
two.
This being a fact, unless
but she's
you
not
have,
talking about that.
Wait
I'm
a minute, let me just finish.
Officers.
Unless you have a major constitutional reform, which I don't think is practical, because I don't see how we can do policing in Mayiladuthurai from Delhi. Mm. Therefore, we have to live with the fact that we have state governments. They are the ones who are responsible. But we have an Indian police service. And an Indian police service has particular responsibilities towards its own police constables, its own lower orders. And if, therefore, the IPS were to demonstrate the kind of secularism that senior army officers are demonstrating,
I'll give Kiran the last word on that. Kiran, I've got to end. Just
let me tell you, even the government of India has not implemented anything of the Mr. Prakash Singh's judgment. They were supposed to have National Security Commission for even CPO's appointment.
Yeah.
Even that has not been implemented. I think that's where it begins from. But I think we must urge, we must hope that this monopoly of transfers, promotions and suspensions must be broken. Political leadership would be part of the board and not be the whole board. Otherwise, we'll never have any...
So the pressure should now... The focus really
security
has to be
commission.
On institutional change.
Absolutely.
And not the usual...
And begin with security commission.
Blame game and cynical electoral calculations go. We're totally out of time. We hope that at least in the aftermath of the Muzaffarnagar riots, there will be deeper questions asked than the rhetoric of politics, which actually changes very little. Thank you very much.
Thank you.